There were.
I think I did say essentially that, and I also caught a lot of bitter criticism from close friends of mine for saying it.
This, when I spoke to Justice Souris in this series that we're doing mm-hmm. right now, he recalled going over shortly after the case came down to the AFL-CIO convention, I think it was, in Grand Rapids. The two of you went together, as he recalled. And he said that you were very ill-treated by those persons who had, for whatever reason, expected you to do something other than you did. Do you recall that scene? He said that he was embarrassed, that he was greeted with warmth, and that your position was not understood by those people who thought that, well, they...
I should have gone the other way.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's essentially true. I don't remember the details, but it was Shelby Hare was a tough case, and there were Shoal was a close personal friend of mine, and we fished together and had cottages close to each other. And, all sorts of relationships. And I thought that, I think I thought two things. First place, I thought that legally Shoal was wrong, and that the Supreme Court had essentially passed on the critical question, and that I was bound by what the Supreme Court did, not by Shoal's argument.
Now we're talking about the Supreme Court of the United States now.
Yeah.
The political thicket back in the 40s, the Frankfurter said this is not for judicial determination.
Yeah. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. And there were many other cases from many other states.
Yeah, there were.
And of course we all know that it came to a new chapter not a couple of years later, after you had gone on and left the Michigan Supreme mm-hmm. Court. Then the United States Supreme Court spoke in a different vein.
It eventually went the way Shoal wanted, and that made my previously taken position much more subject to criticism from the people who were interested in making something of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tough problem for me.
Did Gus continue to... I'm talking about Gus Shoal now. Did he, after a time, begin to take more a kinder view of the matter than he did right at first? He was quite put out in 1960 when his case was handed down, wasn't
it? Yeah, no question about that. Yes, I think so. We ended up on relatively good terms. We saw something out of each other. Mm-hmm. You know, we both had cottages up on Wildfowl Bay in Michigan.
Near Caseville, right?
Caseville, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that may have been the most that case may have caused me more unhappiness than pretty nearly any other case I ever wrote in. I never did end up thinking that I was wrong in the law, but if I'd had, if I'd known the degree to which the Supreme Court was going to change the law, I would have, of course, gone the other way. Or at least that was the way I saw it.
Well, there was no way in God's world, was there, that anybody could foresee what eventually happened, which was...
Not that I knew of.
Well, it was a cataclysmic event, politically, mm-hmm. was it not? Mm-hmm. It changed the shape of the political landscape in the United States of America to a very significant degree.
That may be a little overstatement, but not too much.
Mm-hmm.